8. Manella came to see Selden almost immediately afterward. "Pardon me, Harry, but what has Doris been saying?" Selden looked up again. Nothing but interruptions. "It wasn't anything important. Wanda's dream." Manella's lips pursed. "I knew it. Wanda said Doris was asking her questions about it. Why doesn't she leave the girl alone? You would think that having a bad dream was some sort of felony." "As a matter of fact," said Selden soothingly, "it's just a matter of something Wanda remembered as part of the dream. I don't know if Wanda told you, but apparently in her dream she heard something about lemonade death." "Hmm." Manella was silent for a moment. Then she said, "That doesn't really matter so much. Wanda is crazy about lemonade, and she's expecting lots of it at the party. I promised she'd have some with mycogenian drops in it, and she's looking forward to it. So that if she heard something that sounded anything like lemonade, it would be translated into lemonade in her mind." "Yes, why not?" "Except that in that case, what do you suppose it was that was actually said? She must have heard something in order to misinterpret it." "I don't think that's necessarily so. But why are we attaching so much importance to a little girl's dream? Please, I don't want anyone talking to her about it anymore. It's too upsetting." "I agree. I'll see to it that Doris drops the subject, at least with Wanda." "All right. I don't care if she is Wanda's grandmother, Harry. I'm her mother, after all, and my wishes come first." "Absolutely," said Selden soothingly, and looked after Manella as she left. That was another burden, the unending competition between those two women.